What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Auto Transport Intel. It is Thursday. It is noon Central Time, and that means it is time for Dispatching Live, where we check the load boards. We give load board search advice. If you're a carrier, if you're a dispatcher, if you're a family member, we get new car auto transport businesses. I'm in here. I'm checking the audio. Mic check, 1, 2, 3. From new to used, we get a few veterans. If you've got something you want to complain about or something you want to share, or if you got a question, please do jump into the live chat, ask your questions, share your thoughts, grow your business here on Auto Transport Intel. Oh, look at that. We got a love fest going on. How nice. Also, I do want to say, do me a favor. If you're here or if you're on demand, you know, after you leave a like, thank you so much for doing that. Right below the video, there's a share button. Click share, click copy, grab that YouTube link, text it, email it, share it on social media, send a lifeline to a friend. We know there are questions. I know, because I get emails every week now. It's not every day, but then people go on the YouTube site, they leave comments, they leave questions, and sometimes we get told that we're too... What was that, Sue? We get told that we're being too cheap?
Was it last week? Yeah, we're taking stuff too cheap.
Oh,
yeah.
we have low standards.
Yeah, something to that effect.
It kills me. So if you want to let us know, you can send in the news, send it to autotransportintel@gmail.com. There's the link right there. Also, I highly recommend that you follow the Auto Transport Intel podcast. It is growing, and it's an easy way to consume this longer form content, right? So let's say hello to Sue. Sue, how are you doing?
Sorry, doing very good. Pause. The loads have been rough. I mean, it's that time of the year. But I've got the page up, as everybody can see. We're up to 40,000.
So that's
117.
So we're up a few grand.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I predicted. It's going to kind of go back and forth like this, I think.
Okay.
I don't know if we're going to slump down into like the 13,000 range like we usually do, you know, during this time of year.
Right. Oh, exactly.
Because if we would have, I think we would have already started that happening. But I will say, even if we have 40,000, it's still been really tough to get loads. So, you know, it is what it is. It's that time of the year. And I've also noticed that the rates are progressively going down, or you have people putting them lower.
Right.
Which doesn't help anything. Especially with gas going up, they shouldn't be going down.
Well, that's because my guess is that, you know, somebody somewhere in a corner office is looking at the calendar going, yep, this is about the time we drop the rates. For no reason, but you know, that's what we always get to do, because, you know, I need an extra golden umbrella stand somewhere in the house. I do want to say hello. We got Matt Bryan here. What's going on? Vlad is here. What's happening? Ox Transit. Hey, longtime listener, first time caller. And Unique is back with us. The rates are starting to suck no more. Now, let me just clear something up. It's not that this is not an anti-broker show, but it is an anti-reality show. And the thing is that it's expensive to be a carrier. And the thing is, you know, we've all get used to things, you know, like overnight delivery that's free. And we get used to these things. But if it doesn't reflect reality, it doesn't matter what we're used to.
Yeah, that is very true. And, you know, we've been dealing with weird, strange, crazy stuff for what, almost 2 years now? Is that right? No, year and a half.
Right? Oh, good old 2019. Okay. Back in the days of yore.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, this is some of the stuff that we've been dealing with is kind of unheard of. So, it's changed this whole industry quite a bit, too. I mean, not just because, you know, of COVID, but it's changed how many loads are on the board and the prices and stuff like that. It, you know, it's just been a crazy time. So,
there's no doubt about it. And I mean, that's one of the things I love about Tuesday Nights Live, my news segment. I mean, there's always new information. Yeah, the automotive industry in the last 2 years has gone through, somebody calculated, it's about 10 to 15 years of change scrunched into 2 years. And that affects everybody. And, you know, obviously affects transport. So, cars aren't being picked up and delivered in the same volume from the same locations. More digital auctions. COVID, which, you know, I don't even like talking about it. Speaking of, I got a couple news items. I'm going to take the screen here for a second.
Okay.
Check this out. Okay. This is on LinkedIn today. Like an hour ago, Ready Logistics posted on LinkedIn. They have 6,500 carriers.
Wow. That's kind of crazy. You think that's legitimately 6,500 carriers?
That's why I'm not going to say we're going to get to. By the way, today, if you tuned in, you're lucky. Today is Arts and Crafts Day. So what we're going to do is go ahead and get your scissors ready, have your glue, and you might need like the tape and the stapler. Because what we're going to do is we're going to create broker color lists today on Dispatching Live. This is in response to, listen, if you guys are going to have your carrier color lists, we're going to have broker color lists. Sound fair?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I call that a win-win.
Okay, so what colors are what?
Oh, and see, now you've really nailed the fun. That's the fun. So I'm telling you right now, if you do, you're going to want to do this. This is going to be great. Click share, click copy, grab that YouTube link, send it, text it, email it, put it on social media. These guys are going to do color lists for brokers today on Dispatching Live. Do not miss this opportunity because you are going to help us create those color lists. Sound unfair? I don't know. Is it unfair?
No. I mean, if you're going to post stuff and it's crappy, then I guess you need to be called out on it, huh?
and part of the rules.
If that's what you mean.
We have rules. We're not naming any company names. We are not naming any company names. But we are going to be talking about generalities and reasons. So again, no company names, generalities and reasons. You can read in between the lines. It's part of the fun. It's something we all do regularly. Okay.
Can I say one thing?
Oh yeah.
If they have 6,500 carriers.
Yeah.
Multiply that by $129 a month on Central Dispatch.
Oh, wait, there's more. Because I already did this. Central Dispatch boasts 13,000 professional auto transport companies.
Oh, my God. And that's...
Yeah. So
that's
ahead.
Just transporters?
Well, I don't know. But get your calculator.
That's what it says.
You know what? I left my calculator. I don't know. But get your calculators out, because what is that? 13,000 times what?
I'd say 129, because everybody plays a different price, so God knows.
128,
but that's 1,677,000.
And that doesn't include load notifications. That's a separate fee.
No.
Yeah, okay.
And if that doesn't include brokers, how many brokers is that?
What is 13,000 times 120-ish? A month.
I did 129. I got them up with 1,677,000. That's crazy.
677,000? I mean, at that point, who cares? 677,000, $677. I don't know. We hit a million, and that's per month, right?
That's per month.
So what is that? So what's your annual gross on that? 1.6 whatever million.
Well, that would be 20 million.
Okay, yeah, there we go. Ox Transit, we got a winner. 1.7 million a month.
Yeah. So that's 20 million just for transporters,
so
if that's
what
we're going with.
Is that why the new look takes so much work?
That's what costs us all the money.
That actually kind of makes sense. Like, no, we're improving it too fast. Go the other way. Go the other way. Here, get him on the phone. Listen. We got 1.7 million a month coming in. Okay? Slow down. If we fix this thing next week, what do we do? Have
three people.
Yeah, call me back. Call me back.
How many employees does it take for that?
There's a Larry question.
I don't think they have that many.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Larry.
Let's do
how
it.
How many employees does Central Dispatch have?
All right. See, now wait. No, listen. I gotta ride the rail in the middle. I can't name company names. In fact, I haven't even said. What company am I even talking about? I don't know. What company am I talking about? Okay. How many employees and phone calls and weeks does it take to make sure we do whatever we got to do on this new look deal? All right, well, that was fun. All right, let's go on to the next thing. Oh, by the way, I just want to mention this. I do want to mention this. Apparently, in the 13,000, because everything else has been total speculation. We don't know what we're talking about. 13,000, that's 1,000 brokers, 12,000 plus carriers, okay? That's a rumor. That's a rumor. Rumor I heard was that there's about 1,000 brokers.
Really?
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I kind of figured there'd be more than that.
I actually did two, and it's nice to have a number. Just think 1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And granted, I mean, they charge the brokers. I mean, we saw what they charge. So those could be, I mean, the big brokers pay, what was it? What I can't remember what it was. It was astronomical per month.
Because you're honestly, you're honestly at 12,000 plus times 120 plus per month. Mm-hmm. So Ox Transit is not far off. I mean, in reality. And it's okay.
Well, and the brokers, the minimum is 139.
Right?
Right.
It's okay to talk
about
this.
So the small brokers pay, and the small brokers pay a minimum of, I think it's $139.95 is what I pay a month. And then it goes up from there.
Right, because the less you pay, the less negatives you...
No.
That doesn't
less you pay, the less you get to
list. The less you pay, the less negative. Wait, it should be, shouldn't it be the more you pay, the less negatives? I don't know. And so let's go back to this. Now that we did the math on that, 6,500. That's possible.
Wow.
Because Ready and Central are they like cousins? I still don't know.
No, they're purchased. I mean, Manheim owns, the way I understand it, I thought Manheim owns Ready and Central.
So I believe, and we'd have to go to the corporate tree, which, there's a long way to climb. But I believe Manheim owns Ready, which is owned by Cox. Cox owns DealerTrack, which owns Central Dispatch. It gets confusing. So yeah, Ready and Central are cousins at best. I don't think they're brother and sister. Cousins. What are we talking about? Jay, you're talking about trees and families. And would you just get to the point? I think that 6,500 is probably pretty correct. Now, are they all in business? Well, that kind of brings us to the next slide. Out of service. Let's talk about this. This came in when? What was this? You saw this. Let's move.
Oh, yeah, I talked to him.
Yeah, so yes. My guy in Alabama was put out of service for being overweight after he was pulled over for a random inspection by DOT on Saturday. This is last weekend. On his way to Houston. He's got a 2020, and you're going to want, right? If you haven't shared that link already, do it now. Help somebody. He had a 2020 Ram 3500 that weighs 8,000 on a scale. A three-car wedge that weighs 7,920 on a scale. Right? Got the numbers. Leaving him only 10K of weight to haul before being over 26,000. So he only pulls two vehicles on his three-car. Sounds like everything, right? This sounds like logic has been done.
Right. Read the bottom part.
Right.
That's
here comes
the problem.
Right. Here comes Mo Frere. On his way to Texas, he only had one vehicle, which was a 2019 Ram 1500. Other vehicle, a Kia, was canceled that morning. So he's still, according to this math, should be okay. The officer pulled him over and told him the GVWR on the truck was 16K and the GVWR on the trailer was 14K, so he was overweight and needed a CDL in order to move. He said he would be overweight even if he didn't have a vehicle on the trailer.
Right. True.
Put him out of service, said he can't even move the trailer without a CDL.
Yep. So he texted me as well, and then I talked to him on the phone. And when he told me the 16 and the 14, I said, that's your problem right there. You're already over your 26,000 and 1 pound, whether you have something or not. Now, you can have your trailer brought down as far as weight to fit into that parameter, but that's the problem right there. He asked me what to do. I said, well, all you can do is try to skate out of there. He was literally only 46 miles from the border of Alabama and Mississippi. I said, I'd try to get the hell out of there is all I can tell you to do. But I said, your only other option is you get a CDL driver. And of course, you know, you can't find anybody like that that's going to keep continuing to drive. I said, you're not legal anywhere. So I'm not sure what went down after that. But I told him what I would tell my driver is try to sneak out of there and get the hell out of there is all you can do. Because otherwise you're just sitting. You're a sitting duck, basically.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, and like, you know, this kind of gets me back to that. I did that show. Where did you get that idea? Now, I think one out of three answers is, oh, YouTube videos. I was watching YouTube videos. And I thought, really, based on the videos that I keep watching, I thought my biggest problem would just be how much time I'm going to have to count all this money. But apparently, there's other things that happen along the way. So I sent him over to Brian. Brian, I think you talked to him.
I talked to him because that's what happened to me, too. You know, that's why he contacted us, because he said when he sent me the text, he's like, when you guys got stuck up in Iowa, and I mean, it was Minnesota. I told him what we had to do, too. I mean, basically, that's what we had, the same problem. And then when we got home, we had the trailer reweighted to keep us underneath that. But honestly, everybody should just get a CDL. Is it that hard, Jay? I don't get it.
Well, that's the thing. I'm so glad you said that, because that is the problem. In fact, I mean, I don't know how sometimes like this topic would make a great show, but I'm not sure how to address it. But we might have to do that with Brian. But I guarantee there's probably already, you know, 40 videos about how I quit. I didn't get a CDL and I quit, and that's when I really started making money. But the thing is that CDL versus non-CDL, I'm really starting to understand why so many guys want to go non-CDL. Because when you're CDL, you basically have the government sitting in the seat next to you the whole time.
Right.
And a lot of people...
I mean, I get it.
Well, I know, me too. Well, welcome to the world, because that's where we're all at. Mm-hmm. You know, insurrection or not, that's where we're at. So the thing is, that's where we're always headed. Copper top. So the thing is that being non-CDL, I understand you're trying to, you know, you want to be the trucker you want to be. I get that.
Right.
And I don't mean it that way, actually. Just, you know, you want to be the entrepreneur you want to be. I'll be non-CDL. I get that. The thing is, it doesn't work anymore. It's kind of like, it's like saying I'm not going to have a cell phone. I'm just going to do it without a cell phone.
Yeah.
Now, I know there are plenty of folks that are doing non-CDL and being successful. In fact, that'll take us to our next slide. Man. Oh, by the way, it was the dispatcher.
It's always a dispatcher.
It was. That's how it got all. That's how that whole thing got screwed up in Texas. It was the dispatcher. Okay.
Oh, hey.
So
Ox Transit is the one I was talking to, and he tiptoed out at 3 a.m. Good job.
DOT inspected him before he started driving, gave him a green light. Oh.
That makes no sense.
He tiptoed at 3 a.m. That was me. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Wow.
Oh my.
Ox Transit. What are the chances? That's so cool. Ox Transit, we're so glad you are here with us today. Well done. And thanks for tuning in. Rob Stevenson is here. Again.
How would they inspect? So he got somebody else to that inspected and didn't know, basically. Right?
Because that's
what happens to us sometimes, too. Because he got re-inspected and gave him the green line.
Well, you know, it's like the what's that cartoon where the sheepdogs are overlooking the sheep and they just trade hats and trade shifts? Yeah, just get a different sheepdog and then put, you know, be the wolf.
I mean,
sheep.
That's true.
And then, okay, Sam, see you later. Yep.
Yep.
Clocking
well,
out.
And then you have some people that are just, I mean, just be straight D's too. So that's part of the problem we're dealing with. So.
Straight D's. I think that should be a trucking company. Straight D's LLC. All right.
Oh, yeah.
two car hauler without a DOT number. Okay, so we got an email. Let me set this up. We got an email.
Okay.
And the email said something like, I know that you guys can't always share your numbers, so I'm going to share mine. So hopefully, Sala is with us today or watches on demand. Okay, so here's some numbers. These are real numbers of a real two-car hauler without a DOT number running in Texas. Even the dates we got, you know, September 14th, 15th, 16th. The cars they moved from where to where. Oh, we've even got, okay. We've even got brokers and money numbers. All right. That's all right.
Okay.
That's cool. Yeah.
It's all inside the state of Texas.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Two car without a DOT number. Pulled in 3,000 last week. Real number.
Yeah. Yeah.
How cool is that?
They should. I mean, my two car, it makes between 3 to 5. And I've had them make 7 and 8 before. But that was when we were really, like, when the loads were just freaking crazy, I was getting the 7 and 8.
Yeah,
range.
Right.
We are no longer there, unfortunately.
But this is still, I mean, this looks pretty good. And look at that. You've got your back and forth. Dropping off in Lubbock, picking up in Lubbock. Dropping off in Houston, picking up in Houston. This looks really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice job. Let's check another one. We've got a two-car hauler with a DOT number. Uh-oh, we might have a...
Oh, that's...
Not sure if we
got
paid
that's
yet.
With
Something's
DOT.
Going on. That's with DOT. 4,500, two car. All right, so we got... Wow, so Houston, Missouri, Kansas, Kansas City to Colorado, Denver to New Orleans, New Orleans back to Houston. That's 1 week. Those are the vehicles.
That's good.
That is good. This is pretty
that's
cool.
Sweet.
Man, hey... Send us your, what do you call these?
Send us your
route
week.
Sheets?
Yeah.
Yeah,
your
send
week,
us your,
well, I mean,
send us
your week income
sheets.
Or whatever.
Or, send us your weekly dispatch.
That is, Ty's asking if that's all load board. And if you look at it, that looks like that's all load board because those are all people I haul for.
That is load board.
That's
that
all
is,
central.
Yeah, that is low. Yeah. I agree. That is low because you can tell by the brokers pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Although, right? Here's one for you, Ty.
Okay.
Which loads could you turn into customers? Now, I don't think you could do any of the, and I don't think any of these are going to work.
No.
Because they got the business kind of locked up.
Those are
here,
people that list the cars on there themselves, yeah.
But this here, this Houston to Missouri, Kansas, Victory Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram?
Victory Chrysler Dodge lists them themselves. I'd haul for them all the time.
Okay, yeah, call them
Alpine
up.
Alpine Buick
bring them donuts.
I haul for.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I don't think they'll do it.
Okay, well let's keep trying.
They won't even, and they because they list Victory Chrysler lists cars out of certain areas, and I've got drivers there in those areas too. And I always tell them, hey, you know, call me first. They still don't. They still list them.
Yeah.
And I think it's honestly, I think sometimes on the dealerships, it's a mentality of it all. They don't want to take the time to call the person to see if they've got somebody there that might not be there. Let's just list the damn thing.
Well, yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Time is going to be a factor. And then also maybe like mindset, like we don't want anybody thinking they got our business, or, you know, there could be mindset. Then there's this is the way it's always been done. My granddaddy did it this way. My daddy.
Yep.
My daddy's cousin. Yep. My brother's daddy's cousin. My dozens. Okay. All right. Pushed it too far, Jay. Let's try two car with a DOT.
I said those two things too.
Wait a minute. Wasn't that this one? Oh, yeah. Okay, well.
This is, maybe with, this is with DOT.
Maybe this is maybe the week before. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
This is a different week.
Different people.
Okay, different week. So look at that.
I know JKB lists their own cars, and they go to them. Shiplux is a broker. Marvel Auto is a broker. Elite is a broker. I've never heard of Success Auto or Isaac and Ike's. That sounds like it went directly to them, so it's probably them listing their own car.
Yep.
And these right down through here, these bottom, like go to Houston, these companies usually list their own vehicles going to Houston because Freeport is the port, usually.
Speaking of broker color lists, which broker has a color here?
Mudab Network, is that what you mean?
Let's look at, what kind of vehicle is it?
It is a Toyota Sienna Inop, going to, I bet, the port, because Freeport is the port, usually.
So what does Candy Marr always say about when you're taking stuff to the port?
Know your customer? What?
Yeah, well, pretty much.
Oh, that they don't go?
More like CYA.
That they don't take Inops there?
Yeah, CYA, meaning... You might take it there, but it doesn't mean it's going to be easy to get your money. So, anyways,
well,
I'm speculating
too, it said
live.
COD.
I'm having fun.
And they're usually not.
Right. How'd that COD go?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I hate, because that's what they do every single time. It's going to the port that they make it COD. And here's the thing about this. I don't think people understand. When they put it on their COD and then they don't pay you, it's really hard to get Central to do something about it. Well, we know they don't.
Oh,
but anyways,
no.
Because they put it as a COD.
Well, wait.
So that means you were supposed to collect it.
But
and if you didn't collect it, because it really wasn't a COD.
We're only making $1.7 million a month. We do not really have the money to work out your problems.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. Okay. By the way, I want to look at the vehicles on the other ones, too, because the money's good. Look. Only a couple in-ops, right? I like the, you got pretty good, like there's no bucket trucks, right? We don't have a dump truck and a bread truck and a boat. I don't
and
see
I'm,
any boats
I'm sure
on here.
These two picked up in Lubbock at, I think the Lubbock there's an IA, so that's probably why that's an in-op. And they probably picked them up at the same place, which makes it easier too.
Right on. Right? Fork on?
Yep.
Fork on, fork off, fork you. Okay, so let's look at a three car without a CDL and local. All right, this ought to be pretty good. Is this 1 week? Wow, that's three, 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 three. Okay, so we started near Dallas. We went to Houston. Dallas to Houston. Wait, Dallas to Houston. Houston to Dallas. Dallas to Houston. Houston to Dallas. Wow, that is that dispatching? That's a ton of work. That is a ton of work
That's
for that.
That's a ton of work for
that
a very little bit of money.
That is a ton of work.
It's a ton of work for the driver, too. For
Let
a
me know
bit
how
money.
Long how that lasts. I mean, I'm not saying it's not working, but you are going to be worn out, dude.
That's why I don't do that. $2,380, that's all they made for the week.
Wow, that's a ton
of
work.
So I'm just going to put in.
Yeah, what's the profit?
That's only like $200 if you're charging 9%.
I think that...
$200 for all that, not worth it.
The driver got home and shook out a Ziploc with some change in it. I mean,
yeah.
Okay, that's not. That's horrible.
That's why I don't
do
local.
Horrible.
That's,
but I'm
that's
just saying.
Prime example.
That's a ton of work, man. Ton of work. Okay.
Vistago has a question.
Right now, somebody's like, "Yeah, I'm not going to email a guy my dispatch sheets." Yeah, Vistago. What's the question? Whoa. I have an in-op and said, I said it like Vistago is going to be able to like somehow speak on a
Read
speakerphone. Yeah. Okay. Vistago. I have an in-op in Salem, Oregon, going to need move to Idaho soon. Should I list it myself on Central, or should I have Sue do it, and why? Good question, Sue.
Well, Vistaga, are you a broker? I know that's why you're asking this stuff. So if you're not a broker, legally, you cannot list cars on Central. Doesn't mean that Central's not going to let you do it, because they obviously do, but legally, you are not a broker. You do not have a broker's license, blah, 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 blah. So, and yeah, I could help you do it, Vistaga. So just
right.
Let me know.
So the answer is yeah.
Well, and, now, and why? Because I am the ultimate broker. That's why.
And why? I think that's the subtext. But does Vistaga have a broker's license? First question.
Let's ask him that.
Yeah, that's going to be the first question. Vistaga, do you have a broker's license? If the answer, let's say Vistaga says yes.
And list it.
Would it still be good for you to list it? Or I guess Vistaga should just
He says, I am a carrier, but I own the car.
Right.
Whether you own the car or not, still.
Hire Sue. Yes. Because
still legally, you cannot list.
The thing is, and
you can. Don't get me wrong.
This is why I love to say, it was the dispatcher. Is that the thing is, we're finding out, as we turn over the rocks, we're starting to find out it's really more carriers breaking the law than dispatchers. The ugly secret. Nobody wants to talk about it. Doesn't really make a popular video. But, yes, if you don't have a broker's license and you're a carrier, you cannot post it on Central Dispatch legally. True or false, Sue?
That's true. It doesn't mean they don't let you, but...
Oh, yeah, no. No. Gosh, no. Of course you could do that. What are you talking about?
Yep.
It was the dispatcher. All right. So, good question, Vistaga. Let's see. We have another dispatch sheet here. Three car without CDL. I love how these are color-coded. That's not even planned. Because it's going to lead right into our colored broker lists. What do we got here? Okay, so three car without a CDL. Okay, actually, this is interesting. So then we got look at that. Wow, look at two Corvettes. Oh my gosh. Two new Corvettes and a Tesla. Dallas to Memphis for $1,200. Man. Tell me more, Sue. What do you think of that load? Oh my gosh.
Well,
that is risk out the wazoo.
Yes, it is, because those Corvettes are really low to the ground. If they do anything to it, you're screwed.
I mean,
and for the kind of money it is, those should be going enclosed, honestly. Not for $1,200, obviously, but that kind of stuff should go enclosed. Those are brand new, basically, 2020s. So,
totally.
If I was going to do that, yeah, I would have asked for more money. And secondly, I don't know if I'd do it just because of how expensive all that stuff is.
I wouldn't do it.
I mean, most three-car carriers carry either 100,000 or they carry 150,000. Even 150,000, I don't think would cover you. Because what's a brand new Corvette run? 70?
I'm checking it right now. About 100,000.
Jesus. Okay.
Shoot. Wait a minute.
And then you got the Tesla on top of it.
Wait, at 1.7 million a month, we could get like what? Shoot, we get like 170 of those a month.
Yeah.
This totally makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, it's $400 a piece, so that's a good rate. It's a decent rate, but not probably for the type of vehicles they are and the risk that you're putting your carrier in if he were to damage it, or God forbid, the whole thing rolls over and you lose everything. Now, it's not just your problem, though. Obviously, Mount Moriah should have been thinking about this as well, and I've hauled for them.
Well, I'm going to guess they were.
Well, they wanted it cheap.
Well,
right?
I know. Well, they got it. Can you imagine what they were able to charge for that move? I mean,
I think it goes directly to them. Mount Moriah usually goes right to them.
Oh, fair enough.
They're out of Memphis.
Okay, but how much money did they?
How much money are they going to make on that deal?
This is the thing. And I mean, because everybody wants to know who's moving all the cheap freight, right?
Right.
This is an example of I mean, this is really not a good call.
No.
I would not move that. A $1,200 COD to move three. Yeah, no. What's your... what? So if the trailer, if they got 150,000, they might even have 100,000 on cargo. You're flipping the week over here. Holy cow. For $1,200 COD. But this is, but see, here you go. Without a CDL, now, how's that non-CDL working out for you?
Yeah. I mean, it's light. It probably was lightweight enough.
Oh, I'm sure it was. But this is the problem. Every time you add a constraint to your business, somebody is looking at you like you're a pretty sweet deal right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love this carrier. Until they flip it. And even then, I probably still love them. All right, let's keep moving. And then Memphis to Texas. What do we got? A Rogue and a Camaro.
A Rogue, Camaro, and an Altima.
Oh, and an Altima.
$453.
And then we did... I mean, it's so it's not bad, but for $3,500, I mean, which isn't bad, but it was white knuckle city from Dallas to Memphis.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, you lost a year of your life from Dallas to Memphis. I guarantee, I would love if we could interview the driver live. All right, here we are, right? We're on the Texarkana, Smokey and the Bandit run. How's it going? How are you feeling? How are those Corvettes doing back there? Great. Hand me a Slim Jim. I just finished my Monster. Okay. All right. I mean, I'm just saying, because this is auto transport, grab a mask. You can do whatever you want. You can charge whatever you want. Speaking of, here we go. And we'll search for cars sometime soon. If you've got a route you want us to scout, put in your trailer capacity, number of vehicles, got a question, having a beef with a guy at a window office, let us know that too. So Alabama to Missouri, let's dive in. Three vehicles, $900. First of all, I don't...
Three pickups.
I don't... Yeah. Right, three. I wouldn't say that you're going to... I don't know about the rate, but here's the fun part. Okay, wait. It's Evergreen to Illinois. Now.
So that's not really even it, yeah.
I mapped it. Okay, it just so happens that if it's listed in Mobile, but you pick up an Evergreen, and it's listed as St. Louis, but it's dropping in Murfreesboro, guess what? That actually works. I'm not going to raise heck, because that's actually on route. And this is why
actual
pickup, actual delivery was invented. Because it's on route, it just doesn't pick up at point A and deliver to point B. This is reasonable. Want to see unreasonable? Stick around. Here we go. Guess which company posted this?
I can guess. Does it start with an M?
1,600 ratings. Not one single upset customer. I mean, perfect. This really is the best in the universe. Best in the universe. Whatever. LLC. All right. Oh, speaking of best in the universe. Oh, wait. Did we mention that it actually delivers in Harlingen? Where's Harlingen? Oh, well.
What?
I mean, basically, okay, so you pick it up in Houston, and even though we said it was going to Odom, it's really, just think Mexico. Now, I know Harlingen isn't Mexico, but it may as well be if you think you're stopping in Corpus Christi. But you know what? You can do whatever you want. Hey, man. Picks up in Houston. Actually delivers in Laredo. Let's see here. Picks up in Galveston and actually delivers in, I don't know, San Antonio. Why not? Who cares? Because this is auto transport. You can do whatever you want. Grab a mask and jump right in. Put it in the live chat. You can charge whatever you want. You can pay whenever you want. You can do what you want. It's auto transport. And don't forget, after you've done that, you just post another actual pickup, actual delivery. It is time to spray the champagne over the cubicle at your buddies, because you can do whatever you want. This is auto transport. Vistago says, I own the car. It's not illegal for me to call a carrier and have it shipped. Ah, I own the car. I didn't know that. Yeah, you can call a carrier.
Yeah, you can call anybody. Right. Yeah. Just not listed, basically, technically.
Well, so let's talk about that. Because Vistaga, this isn't a customer's car. He owns the car. So are the rules...
Yeah, he could call anybody and have it moved.
But he can't post it on a load board.
Yeah, technically, yeah, that would be... Because you're acting as a broker then.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Even though he owns the car, that's still brokering.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Isn't that interesting? Do you know what law? I mean, I know I'm putting you on the spot, but this would be a good Brian question. Actually, here's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask Brian. I'm going to screenshot that and we'll save that as Brian question. Because that is a really good. Would love to know the law on that. Stephanie C., what are your thoughts on the rates for the following months? Good question, Stephanie C. What are the, what's the prediction, Sue?
Well, I think they're going to keep going down, unfortunately. That's just usually what happens during this time of the year. I mean, you're going to still have good ones here and there. Don't get me wrong. It's not going to all be low 50 cents a mile, but you're still going to have your usual people that have never raised the rates, whether it was high or low, no matter what you do, they always keep them at a certain rate. And I'm not talking about the big brokers. I'm talking about the, how do we put this? The smaller brokers that list the cars, like going to the ports and stuff like that, they will always tell you this is what it is and this is what we're going to do and period, end of story. The only time that ever happens where they finally start raising the rates is if it's at COPA or IA and they start getting socked with a whole bunch of storage unit, then they might finally raise up the rates. But in general, you know, big brokers kind of go with the flow with what's going on in the, you know, world too. So if they see the rates drop, they drop because their customers are going to say, well, so-and-so is going to do it for this rate. Why can't you do it for this rate? And in order for them to keep their customer, that's why you see sometimes on the load board, Metrogistics will list something for just something crazy. It's not because they want to. It's like I'm in the same situation. The customer calls and says, I only want to pay X amount of money. If you want to keep that customer, you have to list it for what they want. When it doesn't move, that's when you go to them and you say, okay, it's not moving. We need to raise it. And most of them will understand eventually that they're going to have to raise it. So just keep it in mind, sometimes we're dictated not by what we really want to pay drivers, it's what the customer wants to pay. And sometimes we have to let them fall flat on their face at the rate they want before we can raise the price up and say, okay, this is why it's not moving. We need to raise it to this amount of money. It does make sense.
Which is why, I mean, it is kind of funny to let a shipper just completely dictate the rate. Like, I don't know. Hey, yeah. Hi, I'm calling for a pizza. Yep. I need delivery. Yep. Yeah, it's a Supreme and we're going to have a giant party. We have champagne, caviar, the works. Oh, delivery? Yeah, we'll pay $1. Oh, yeah, you know you won't do that? Oh, okay, yeah, I'll call somebody else. All right, cool. See you, bye. There you go. That's it. I dictate the rate because that's what I want to pay. Even though everything else is caviar and Corvettes. Sorry. I just don't want to pay. But apparently, it's not all that way. We just got another dispatch sheet emailed to us.
Oh, okay.
How cool is that? So we got...
Yeah, that's cool.
Very cool. So Monday, Tuesday, Thursday,
is
Friday.
Is this a two-car? This is a two car. That's what it looks like to me.
Two car, non CDL.
We're not seeing what type of vehicles are. Oh, there they are. Okay, so Sentra and F-150. And then so here's the thought process on you them sending this in too, though. If they could put the miles on there, that would be fantastic too. Because here's the thing. If you get paid $1,000 for a car and you drive 500 miles, obviously that's fantastic. But if you get paid $1,000 for a car that is going 1,500 miles, that's not so fantastic. So the bottom line figure of the 5240 is a great figure. But if we don't know how many miles he traveled to do that in, it's hard to tell if that's good money or not, if that makes sense.
And I hear you. However, on the bright side, what I will say is this, is that number one, I like the vehicle mix. I don't see anything crazy.
No, there's nothing huge.
I also think that pickup and delivery locations are somewhat near, right? Smyrna, Atlanta, Baytown, mm-hmm. Houston. So
Houston,
they're
in the Woodlands.
They're being creative. And also, I mean, anytime there's like a 900, like a couple 900s in there, that's wonderful. So this looks pretty good to me.
I'm going to put in one of the routes.
This is two car non-CDL.
And I think most, honestly, most two cars are not CDLs. I don't know if anybody else believes that, but I think that's pretty much the case.
I agree with you. But most two cars are non-CDLs. I agree with that. And here's the thing is, in today's world, a two-car non-CDL should be able to do well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just...
You
just got to cover you got to CYA. Make sure your insurance is good. Make sure you've got a DOT consultant like Brian. Because you just don't want to mess up that stuff. And again, next time you're staring at two Corvettes, think another. Just think on it. Give it 5 minutes. Go for a run. I don't know. Do something. I'm so glad that there wasn't like a little bomb next to that. I mean, just don't do that on a regular basis.
So what I did just now is I ran Kershaw, South Carolina, and Darlington, South Carolina to Fort Worth and Addison. And I would assume they were picking up Darlington to Kershaw, then Addison to Fort Worth. That's 1,141 miles. So if I was going to double that, I would have needed to make 2,282.
Yeah, I'm with you. Right. Which is what you're saying. So, you're saying that even though the 5,000 is impressive, once you add, okay, Bold, hey, thank you, Bold. Nice. Man, I got to tell you, Sue, I really love, I don't want to say audience because it doesn't sound, I love our community. It's amazing. Yeah. That is amazing, Bold. Thank you so much for putting that in there. 3,900 total miles. So where are you at? 5,240 into 3,900. Carry the one.
$0.74 a mile? Let me see.
Oh, Bold's got it. $1.34 a mile. Right, divided by two for the vehicles. That's still, I mean, it's above your, and then what would really be impressive is if we could calculate the cost per mile, right?
Yeah.
And then is this an owner with a driver?
Yeah, and see, and on my two cars, I really, because they can only take two, I've really got to get them at least $2 a mile, honestly. And I, no, don't get me wrong, it's hard.
I was just going to say, it is hard. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to ring the bell on this dispatch sheet. Because, I mean, this will work. As far as if I was the dispatcher on this, I would say, you know, this will work for that week. Sue?
I think my owner would have a problem with it. Because that's not even $1.50 a mile. In a three car, you want a minimum of $1.50, and I usually get them $2 a mile. In fact, my two car owners both say I need $1 a mile per car. So even if it's shorter miles to make more money in the, I know that sounds weird, but think of it this way. If you cut that miles in half and it's less money, that means it's also got less expenses out for fuel and stuff. So that makes your difference too. I'm not saying it's a bad amount of money. I'm just saying $1.34 a mile is kind of low for the industry for a two car. And we would have to know their expenses. If they own all their equipment out front and didn't have to have, you know, X amount of money. But just for example, your insurance cost alone, when we were talking to Lionel and them the other day, when he said some of these people's insurance is, what would he quote somebody, $93,000 for a year? I mean, most of my guys are $20,000 to $25,000 a year is what they're paying in insurance. So if you divide that just by, say, 24, you're paying $2,000 a month just in insurance. So that's, you know, $400 to $500 a week just in insurance, depending on if it's a 5 week or 4 week, shall we say. So then do you have to pay a driver out, or is this the actual driver? You know, there's your differences too. If you're paying a driver out, you got to make more money, obviously, because he's got to pay that guy out plus have money to come in on top of that. So there's a lot of factors in there on whether, you know, you can survive on that per mile, or whether you, you know, whether you can't, depending on those things, you know, what your costs are involved in all of that. I know my guys are not owner operators. Mine have a driver out on the road. That's why they want at least $1 a mile, if not more. And you're right. You could take, he said bigger vehicles and in-ops. True. Yeah. That would get you more money. But then you also have to worry about, you know, how much weight you're carrying on a non-CDL on top of that. That's why I always ask them before we even get started. I'm like, I need to know exactly how much I can carry on the trailer so I don't overweigh them, so we don't get tickets, you know, that kind of thing. So, I mean, there's a lot of factors involved in this part of the business that you have to know your numbers. And honestly, I'll be honest, most of the time, the owners and even owner operators sometimes do not know what they need to make per day or something like that. I like it when they tell me, because I know I have a goal to make and that's what I need to do, just to keep them moving on the road. Like one of my drivers told me from the get-go, I need to make $1,200 a day, otherwise I'm not moving. Okay, I'd rather know that. That's not a two car, by the way, that's a four, but still. Yeah, so Vistagas is $1,150 a month. That's pretty good, actually, for mileage. I mean, for insurance.
Yeah.
So.
And knowing those numbers is a big deal.
Yeah.
But she didn't. Doesn't she just have a way of? She lets the air right out of the balloon, right?
I'm not trying. Come
running. You come running down the hallway with your dispatch sheet. Look at this, man! It's incredible. I got them booked.
Yeah.
And then she sends you away 5 minutes later with your head hanging low. Right? The office knows. Let's do a search, by the way. Let's see.
Okay, we will. And Ox just said two car. Hold on, my phone heard something.
Two car, $1.50
okay,
minimum,
so
three
he's got
car, $2
$1.50, three car, two.
So what's a five car?
And good five. Question. Well, five car minimum of $2.50 is usually what I do. On the two car, like I said, I usually try to get them as much because honestly, they can't take as much, and usually their expenses are just as much as a three car. So that's why I try to get them $2 a mile as well. And don't get me wrong, it doesn't always happen. We just try to make it happen as close as we can. So,
Carlos, if I had to pay that much money for insurance, I would cry.
Yeah. And you're right. He said 3,900 miles a week is a lot for a truck. Yeah, it is.
It is. It's
that's
a
lot
good
of miles.
Point. A really good point.
Yeah.
And that's why.
Yeah.
Again, not only do I love the interaction, but just whether you're watching live or on demand, you catch the podcast, or even if you talk to a guy at the Fuel Island about it, considering all these parameters and moving factors, that's why when they call on the phone and they want the caviar and the pizza and everything else, but they don't want to pay for shipping, okay, well, I guess you'll just be thinking about it.
So, should we look for 13K a year for a five car? Wow, Carlos, that is freaking good. He's only paying 13.
He must have good credit.
What
and stuff
agent
like
are
that.
You with?
Yeah.
Fleet. Jen, he says he's with Fleet. Everybody goes call Fleet.
I have the phone number.
That's crazy.
What's the phone number? Okay. What is it? Fleet Insurance Company?
Yep.
It's Fleet Risk Management.
Fleet Risk Management.
Fleet Risk. Hang on 1 second. Management. This is insurance.
Yep.
All right, what's phone number?
912-638-8277.
All righty, there we go. So it's in the live chat. Fleet Risk Management. I don't personally know Fleet Risk Management, but there is a phone number. And see, this is what I said. It's free to advertise in the live chat. Whether you're a dispatcher, a carrier, a broker, an insurance company, a tech company, if you make $1.7 million a month, whatever it is, it's free to advertise in the live chat. Carlos, ask for George. There you go. You can even put
ask
the name.
For George.
Yeah, do it. Do what you want. All it's right. Auto transport.
All right. So I'm going to look out of. We don't have anybody that wants us to look for any loads, correct? So I'm just going to pull out of Atlanta.
Yeah, it's just you and me. You and me and the
All
crickets.
Right. All right. Well, Atlanta has been extremely hard to get out of lately. So let's go look. So I put a minimum of $400 on here with 60 cents a mile. Let's see what we got. I know there's been a lot of stuff going to Louisiana. By the way, the Louisiana stuff for the flood stuff is, remember I told you I'd have a customer buying out of there? So they sent me one unit out of there so far. So they're slowly doing this because I've had three guys in Louisiana this week and it's been hard to get out of there. So they're not all processing this yet. But let's see here. Okay.
Hey, really by good. The way, Jesse, since we're on the rates for the carriers, for the trailers, Jesse wants to know what's the going rate per mile for a seven car. Thanks, Jesse.
Well, so Jesse, on a seven car, you always want to pick up the least amount of places and drop the least amount of places. So keep that in mind that you're going to take less per mile than like a three car. The reason being is if a three car can turn and burn and the amount of time that a seven car will take 3 to 4 days and they'll do it in two, that's why. You want to make as much money as possible. So you're going to take, I wouldn't take anything under 35 cents a mile if I was doing a seven car. If you're doing full seven. If you're taking a three or four, like taking four at one place, three at another, you're going to see rates like anywhere between 35 to 45. Sometimes you can get really lucky and get 60, 70 cents a mile, but it doesn't happen. We have a 10 car and we still average him about 350 a mile. So however you want to figure that. And he usually doesn't take 10. He usually takes 9, I believe. But that's to keep him moving. And because when you're in that big of a size of truck and trailer, you do not have the time with ELD nor the way to get into places, shall we say, to drop and pick in seven places. If you were, for example, if you were in Atlanta, Georgia, which is like one of the worst driving places there is, if you had seven pickups in Atlanta, that's going to take you literally all day long if you get it done. If you get it done, okay? And that's if all the stuff is near each other. My three cars have a heck of a time if they're spread out in Georgia to get picked up just because traffic is horrendous. So the reason why I say you're going to take, you know, packs of them to get them in and out of places faster is because of that. So you're going to take less money, obviously, because that's what they do. The brokers do this. They think that if they've got a four pack that they should get a discount. And so that's why they lower the rate. I mean, it's like a 2-for-1 special in their head, I think, is what goes on. But, and that's what you'll see. Now, not all brokers do that, but.
Where's my
discount?
Yeah,
I know. Exactly. Exactly.
I got you on the phone, so I get the I got you on the phone discount, right?
Yes.
Exactly. Then there's the Peyton Manning discount. I think that applies. I got AAA. I'm a sweet old lady.
Yeah.
You're just kind of whatever. Discount.
Right.
Okay.
So basically, if you picked up a 4-pack and a 3-pack and you could get out of Atlanta on the same time that a 3-car, that's what you're going to want to do to go to the next place and do it all over again. I'm not saying this will happen because it's not a perfect world. And if everybody's noticed, there's not been a lot of packs coming up lately, or they're just stupid cheap, one or the other. I mean, there's been 9 packs on here for 20 cents a mile, which I think is crazy. But that's the whole point of it.
That you can't even stay in business at 20 cents a mile.
No.
That should be, you should, the button shouldn't even press.
Yeah.
Exactly. It should just do that. So, like, and you're trying to submit. Wait a minute, what the? Basically. Submit. Okay, wait a minute, what the? Anybody check this?
Well, and think of it this way. If you picked up seven, okay, so my 3-car picked up three cars for $400 a piece going to Louisville, Kentucky. All right. So that's $1,200. So if you picked up, we'll say, 7 separate cars at $400 a piece, yes, that is $2,800. I get it. But you won't get that all done. You'll have to take 3 to 4 days to do that, unless you're just some kind of super duper driver and can run over stuff and pick up stuff and get to the places before they close and everything else. And that 3-car is already flipped left and gone. I've got a little article I wrote about it. If you want to see it, I've put on there flipped. 3 cars versus 7, 8, 9, 10.
Flipped left and gone?
I'll send it
I
to you.
I love this. That sounds like a business. What's the name of your company? Flip Left and Gone, LLC? And gone. Nice. We like that. We're sending it right over.
Yeah.
Rob needs one from Virginia to Indiana, by the way.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what. So
you're
here it is.
Virginia, Rob.
It's 1 o'clock. Let's check for Rob. Then we're going to go to play Ask Larry. The big question is, are we still going to do colored broker lists today, or do we shine that on for another day? Put it in the live chat. Do you want to do, right? This is Arts and Crafts Day. Get your scissors and your glue and your tape and your stapler. And what we're going to do is we're going to get your color wheel ready, because what we're going to do, I already came up with, we could do a red list, a yellow list, an orange list, a green list, and a black list. Do you want to do broker color lists today on Auto Transport Intel, dispatching live?
So Rob, where are you at exactly? I just put up Virginia to Indiana, period. This is what's on the board. There's only 10 loads. There's a Direct Connect has a good one out of Fredericksburg going in Indianapolis for $5.50 at Ford Escape. It's 87 cents a mile. Here we have another actual pickup that's not really in Harrisonburg.
Oh, no. We got one. How strange. It's M Company.
Yes, and here's another one.
No, another one. Oh, man. They are spraying the champagne. There's champagne in the building.
Got some stuff out of Roanoke. Just to really, I mean, there's not a lot on here, unfortunately. And, you know, Virginia's pretty big, so we got a large spread here. We can go all the way up towards Washington, D.C. and Baltimore area, and we can go all the way to Virginia Beach. So, and that's kind of what this is. I mean, Christiansburg, I think, is in the mountains, if I'm not mistaken. Washington, D.C., and it's not really there. That's in Buchanan, so
it's not really on
Fredericksburg is the one that I would pick, depending on where you're at.
Roanoke, he's doing Roanoke.
Roanoke, here you go. So Roanoke, here's a Yukon from Roanoke to Brazil, Indiana for $400.
Ooh,
then Backlot Cars has a Roanoke.
Hey, and look, it's going to them, right?
Probably.
That's good.
You could probably ask them for more money.
Yes. Let me. Yep. Oh, Rob says, let me know on those two that I sent you over yesterday if you can do them. Interesting.
We sent you an email this morning, didn't you not, Janice? To Rob?
Yeah. No, I didn't send an email. I called him.
Oh, Rob, she called you. Just call us back. Okay. So Roanoke to Tipton is on here too, and Backlot Cars will come up. I don't know where Tipton is.
Tipton, Indiana. Yeah, I think it's actually I think it's near... Shoot, I used to know. I had a driver running a lot of Indiana. I'm going to map it here.
I'm pulling it up right now.
Oh, I'll race you.
I got it.
No.
Only 51 miles north of Indy. So, and backlots will come up on the prices lately. So when you, to get backlot cars, I don't know if you know, go on to Super Dispatch. I'm going to show you guys right now.
Cool.
I'll show you. We'll see if this loads on here. Go to the load board here at the top. All right. So we're going to put in Roanoke, if I can type. There we go. And then we're going to go put in Tipton. Right there.
Yeah.
It's on here. So to get this load, obviously, you don't have to have a Super Dispatch account. You can call them for this load. They will give it to you, but they will dispatch it through Super Dispatch. You will have a temporary thing to use it for so many days to be able to do this. I don't know how you do it if you don't have an account to ask for more money. So like on this, you would put in your pickup date, your delivery date, and ask them how much you want for it. And then you press book now. And then they 5 to 10 minutes later, you're going to hear whether they're going to say yes or no. Anytime it goes over 10 minutes, I call them because sometimes they get busy and they may not see that they that you've requested a load. But that's how you do that one.
So how do you ask for more money on this system?
So right here where it says price, like if I want to ask for $500, I would do that, and it changed it into place bid.
How does that, what's the response like that? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, try those words again.
Oh, well, I wouldn't, yeah. I wouldn't go that far with it. I'd probably ask them $450. I think they would do $450.
What do you think happens? Do you think that the, do you think the broker, the actual broker actually gets that actual bid? Or do you think it goes into like
brokers,
you know,
backlot cars? Yeah, it goes straight to them because I have an account to put my loads on here too.
Oh.
So what happens is I get it. I would get an email saying that this carrier requested this load, and if you're a member of Super Dispatch, you give them all your documentation. So usually they have all the stuff they need for you to whether they're going to let you haul or not, like your insurance or stuff like that. Now if you're not a member of that, then Backlot Cars is going to ask you for all that stuff. And the bad part about it, if you're not, sometimes it takes 24 hours to get set up with Backlot Cars.
How did you know it was Backlot Cars? I thought it was Buick whatever.
No, we're on the Backlot Car one is where we're at.
But go back to Central for a second.
I'm not doing the York. I'm doing this one right here.
Oh.
Because this one is only 50 miles north of I'm going to put in the other one.
I got you.
Of Indianapolis.
Yeah. So what would you rather have? The Yukon, more money on the Yukon, or more money on the Liberty?
Well, here's the thing. If it depends on where you want to go. Brazil is from Indianapolis. It is southwest.
Oh,
west of Indianapolis,
right?
By about 63 miles, and
I agree.
The Tipton is about 50 miles north of Indianapolis. So I would do Tipton only because you can come up from the top and drop down to the bottom if you're going to Indianapolis. I don't know which way Rob is going.
Would you take Tipton without more money? Would you book it now for $398, or do you need more money to get that?
I would ask for more money because it never hurts to ask for more money anyways.
So go back to Super Dispatch for me. Yeah, go ahead while you're talking. I want to see.
If you were, like, if you had, where did I put this at?
Which tab is it? Ah, nuts.
Kill my page.
Which stinking tab is it?
Where'd it go? Here it is. Okay. So here's the thing. If you just need one vehicle, obviously you're trying to get as much money as you can.
Yep.
So it isn't going to hurt you to call and ask for more money. If you pick whichever one's going to be more on your route, obviously, and ask for them for more money. Now, backlots I have better luck with sometimes more than dealerships with, because dealerships sometimes think that that's it and that's all there is. They've done it a million times, blah, blah, blah. That's what they always tell you. And this is all we're paying.
My granddaddy, my granddaddy's daddy, his daddy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So... that is...
So do you call Backlot? Because that's what I'm getting at. Are you going to call Backlot?
Right,
you're going to bid... What are you going to put? What would you put?
I would put $450 on there.
So ask for $50.
Because I don't think they'll do $5.
I don't think they'll do five.
I don't think they'll do $1 a mile.
You're going to get old waiting for $5.
Well, Well, see, here's the thing. If you put five on there, if you just want to test the waters, put five on there. They'll reject it. Then try 450 or 475. But just keep in mind, don't do too many of them because eventually they're just going to say, bug off. We don't need you. Moving on.
Do you think? It's already at, do you, hey, if you do that as a carrier, do you end up on a colored list?
No.
No.
Not with backlog cars. I mean, generally speaking, I think if you were being an ass about it, shall we say, like if you put some obnoxious figure on there, $600-$700 on there, yeah, I put you on my do not list when I get questions like that. Mm-hmm. Like I had someone ask me for a car today that was listed for $500 and it was paying well, and they asked for $1,000. And they had two ratings or something stupid.
Okay. Yeah, that's just dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. Those type of people tend to piss me off, so I usually put them on my do not use list.
I mean, if you're asking double, unless it's a $100 car.
Yeah.
No, now you're just.
No. Yeah.
Now you're just. You're going. Now, Jesse says, I just got info about someone doing seven cars out of Miami to Portland for the face value of all the cars.
What is that?
I don't know.
Like the cost of the cars? Like if they paid $10,000 for the vehicle, they're getting paid $10,000 per vehicle?
I don't know. So, Jesse, please clarify because neither of us know. Bold Auto, how two car carriers without DOT getting loads and where are they getting them from? Like the ones earlier on the spreadsheet. Good question.
That's from Central Dispatch. From
Central Dispatch.
Yeah, they don't care. When you're booking loads on here, just so you know, most companies do not care if you have a CDL or not. They don't look at that. They look at your ratings. They look at, make sure you have a DOT number that's active. Your FMCSA number is active. And you have to have a DOT number, by the way. But whether they have a CDL or not, that doesn't factor into people at all. They don't look at that. They assume that you are legal and the way you're supposed to be driving, and that's all that matters. Now, they can look on the FMCSA, and some of them do, and we'll find out if you've been put out of service, if you've had wrecks, if, you know, that kind of stuff. And then that might turn them against you hauling for them. That's a possibility.
So
you can get registered with Central Dispatch Bold with no problem. That has nothing to do with it. As long as you have your MC number, your DOT number, your insurance, I think that's the only three things you have to turn into them to be signed up with Central Dispatch.
As Rob is pointing out, if they really want it moved, they need it done right away, they'll come up on the money. That's the thing. If you're new, the whole thing's a poker game.
Yes.
So what we're going to do is, since we just got dealt our cards and everything's brand new, we're just going to call. We're going to make it, put out something really cheap. Forget about it. Let it ride. Once everybody, you know, once we're getting near the end and past the turn and down the river and all that stuff, then we're going to freak out like crazy. We're going to put all the chips in. Because we have now gone way too far, and our customer really needs it. But until that freak out moment,
you do what you want. Yeah. If that dealership had that car sold, they probably would come up on the price. But if it's not sold and they're just trying to get it to them, they're going to go, I'll wait till the next person. You know, it's kind of like that. Backlot cars are different. They sell these cars through their system. They're kind of like ACV. So whatever their customer allows them to do, and like sometimes it may take them a few minutes to say they'll do the load, probably because they're checking with the customer and make sure they want to pay that much.
Hey, by the way, Jesse, run. So if the car costs $20,000, the driver's going to get paid that much. Run for your life. Not anywhere near true. There's no way any of that's true. Run.
No.
And
there's something fishy.
And by the way, what I want you to do after you get that $20,000 per car is I'm going to send you, I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. I'll send you all of my old Ed McMahon envelopes for only $5 each.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never, in the 17 years I've been doing that, has heard of anybody getting the face value of the car that they're hauling in any way, shape, or form.
It's time. It's past time. And I'll tell you what we're going to do is, I have a feeling that since we're after this game, we're going to be almost out of time. I guess we'll do broker colorless. I'm going to wait till I really want maximum participation. And so, yeah, Unique said yes, but we're gonna move it, because I'm not going to just sit here and make up broker colorless on my own. That's not the point. This is a community effort, and so we're going to need more people to do those lists together, so we'll move it to the next show. Now it's time. Are you a car shipping guru? Alexa, open Quotify. What I want you to do is, it's now too late. The doors are shut. The winners have been announced, but we're gonna go through the answers. Here we go. Question one. Okay. Which of the following should be notated on a vehicle inspection? Dent in roof, vehicle mileage, illuminated warning lights, or all of the above?
Hold on. He's been texting me since 7:45.
Now, was it Rob? I think it was Rob that was like 5 for 5 Tuesday night. Tell me if I'm right.
Which of the following should be notated on a vehicle inspection? Dent in roof, yes. Vehicle mileage, all of the above.
Okay, it's got to be D. Ready? Has to be. All right. Okay. So we should be 1 for 1 at this point. All right. Here we go. Question two. What is the most appropriate carrier pay amount to ship a 2018 Ford F-150 from Tuscaloosa, Alabama to Boise, Idaho? Is it $650, $925, $1325, $1765? I think I remember my guess from Tuesday night. Sue?
I'm going to say...
Remember,
I mean, it should be $1765, to be honest with you.
Well, Larry the Transport Quote Llama, visit transportautoquoter.com, knows what it takes to get moved today, right now, ASAP, talking turkey. So if we're talking turkey, what's this thing moving for? Because remember, you're fighting a guy on the phone that wants to pay $1 to move a Ford full of caviar. Remember. That's the thing.
At 12, what time you were going to be there? I said you were.
All right. Well, I remember. Are those cars going to the moon or into a freaking lake? I love it. All right. Well, I remember my guess. Face value. Just don't look in the trunks. Exactly. Vistaga's got it, man. I'll tell you what. Just make sure there's not a license plate in sight. Wear a hoodie. And drink a lot of Monster Energy drinks. Drive like you're Brian Laundry. Okay. All right. Anybody want to guess on this? Drive like, oh my God. That's not funny. Oh my gosh. No way.
I'm all right. Sweet.
Wow. That's incredible.
That's good. It should be that much.
Wow. Wow. I'm really surprised. That's cool. All right. So Sue's 2 for 2. Because that's what you said. Here we go. A BOC3 is a form used to designate a blank with the FMCSA. Is it insurance company, process agent, address change, company name change? I know this one. You know this one, Sue.
This is for the insurance company.
But to designate a blank.
Process agent?
Yeah.
That's the insurance company. I thought BOC3 is an insurance agent.
Here's the thing is, you could be right. This could be a technicality. But I believe you're designating a process agent. This is one of those forms where you're like, what? You know, you're like, what's a DIQ or a DVIR? You know, what's the clearinghouse again? You know, all that stuff. This is in there, BOC3.
Yeah.
I'm almost positive it's process agent. I'm going to do
processing agent.
Yeah, Bolt's got it too. Oh, there we go. Hey. Yeah, Rob's guessing face value. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You aren't going to sleep on this run, I promise you. Guido is going to call you once an hour. Hey, we're paying you face value, huh? Okay. What is the most appropriate carrier pay amount to ship a non-running 2016 Honda Pilot from St. Louis, Missouri to Cambridge, Massachusetts? 560, 820, 910, 1035. Sue. It's an NA. It's a Honda Pilot, St. Louis, Cambridge, Massachusetts. I'm pretty
well,
sure.
If you have to use the winch, 1035.
Right. That's. I'm pretty sure that I said 1,035 too, especially since the other one was high. It's got to be. Any guesses in the live chat? Rob says, forget about it. Rob's like, I didn't say that. Hey! Okay, final question. If you're 4 for 4, good luck. According to Insurify, the blank blank is currently the most popular vehicle in both Florida and Vermont. Ford F-150, Toyota what? Corolla, Lexus LS, Buick Enclave. Good luck.
Oh, fuck. This could go anyway.
Right? I mean, how do you... What in the heck do Florida and Vermont have in common?
Nobody in Florida is driving F-150s on a regular, so I don't believe that. Vermont might be.
Well, and the Toyota Corolla is not the most popular vehicle in Florida. Well, actually, I know Honda Accord in Los Angeles, Honda Accord was everywhere. And they'd soup it up, and they had, like, guns and dolphin lasers.
I think it could be any of the last three. I mean, honestly, it could be a Corolla, could be a Lexus, could be a Buick.
What's weird is my gut says Buick, but I don't know why. I actually really like the Buick Enclave. I think that's a good-looking car. It's got a lot of space. It's a little bit big, but if it was, what's the most popular vehicle in, like, Arkansas and Kansas, I'd go with a Ford F-150. But it's not. Florida and Vermont.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's getting quite laborious in here. Anybody else with a guess? All right. Bold says F-150. Rob says Corolla. I say Enclave. Sue, you got a guess.
I'm going to go with Lexus.
All right. So everybody's got something different. Here we go. Ready? The big reveal. Oh my gosh. It's
oh my
the
God,
Corolla.
It is a Corolla. Okay.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, and this is why I said what I said about Los Angeles. It was also the most popular car that got stolen. So there's that. Okay. Well, we only have 5 minutes left, and Sue, if you want to share your screen, and let's see if go back to the live chat. Do we have any final the Jesse, that is one heck of a weird boat. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it sounds so scary. Where does it pick up at? She said my I'm sorry. Did you see where it picks up? Miami.
Uh-huh.
Where's it going? Portland. This is a run. This is a major run from one corner of the country to another corner of the country. Why?
Yeah.
Why is that? Right? Did they tell you how long you have to before the blue canister blows up in one of the cars? Money, you know, colored. Blue-colored money shoots all over
what
the
all,
windows. I mean,
yeah.
What is
here's
going
the question: what are the cars full of?
Seriously, and
either lots of drugs or lots of guns.
Do you have any? Do you have any friends? At the DEA that could ride along with
us. Yes, something's not right in Denmark. Let's just put it that way.
You're going to need, yeah. Actually, I probably, if you're, while you're booking, was this load posted in Soldier of Fortune?
Something isn't okay. Right.
All right. All right, Jay and Sue, lay off. Well, we got 5 minutes left. We're not doing Broker Carla list. We'll save those for another time. I think I went through. Oh, hey, no, here's one. Sue. RMIS. Go.
Oh. Everybody in the house is growling here. Okay. So, I don't know if anybody's been dealing with RMIS. We've talked about RMIS before. There's something wrong with their system, obviously. Okay, so Ready Auto is now using RMIS, as well as Metro and a few other ones, RPM and that kind of thing. Okay, so I don't know if everybody's dealing with this, but Ready Auto is sending out new broker contracts. You got to fill it all out. Then you got to send out another additional insured to Ready Auto, care of RMIS or something like that. So if you pay for these, you got to pay for them again, which also sucks. One of my drivers has to pay $500 for every additional insured. So anyways, we're sending them to RMIS like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. They're stating they're not getting them. They're all going to the email they're supposed to. We don't know what's going on. We do have a lady that we've been talking to with RMIS who's been trying to help us as much as possible. But here's the big question that we asked her. If we already send out a cert to RMIS, okay, and that means those companies that use RMS should not ask us for another cert. Why are they still doing that? So we, you know, because we're already set up with RMS. All of our guys have RMIS. We've sent them certs for RPM and Metrogistics. So why would they need another one for RMIS? Well, per RMIS, you have to send another one just specifically for Ready Auto, care of RMIS. I don't know why. I don't know why they would need another one. But you have to do this. And I don't, to me, this is a lot of extra work. Same thing when you sign up with a certus, they'll tell you to send them a cert, okay, to Metro. And I'm like, okay, so I'll send one, or no, I'm sorry, in the contract it says send it to RMIS. So we'll do that. And then they come back and they say, well, we haven't received your cert. I'm like, well, then why are we sending it to RMIS? That's what you requested us in the cert, in the packet. Why would we send it to both places? I just think there's people that do not know what's going on. That's my personal opinion. But yeah, it's been a real pain. I don't know if everybody else is dealing with this, but we have been for the last month, and it just kind of came to a head the other day. So I said, just ask them why we're having to do all this. And she said that we should not be having to send out extra certs for each company if they've signed up with RMIS, like Metro and RPM. But because of RAT, doing whatever they're doing, however they're going through MIS, you have to send a separate cert, additional insured, with Ready Auto Logistics, care of RMIS. It cannot be the same cert. So, go. I don't get it.
What?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, does it?
Why? What the heck? Why is it so complicated?
I don't know.
I thought the whole point was to be a repository, right? Isn't that?
Yes. That's what they're supposed to be, so that we do not have to keep sending out certs. They keep track of it. If, our, like, for example, they don't pay or something like that, then they would know, shut us off, let the broker know that we didn't pay our insurance. So why do we have to keep doing this over and over again? I don't know.
Rob says,
oh,
that,
I love it.
That load Rob was posted in Cannabis Weekly. Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Miami might be cocaine, though. I'm not sure.
By the way, I have a feeling that Cannabis Weekly isn't actually something you subscribe to. They just send it to you, and that's part of the. That's right. If you open it, that's a battering ram that you just heard coming through the front door. Okay, so this is cool. This was just sent in. Thank you so much. This is an independent contractor settlement. Look at this. This is cool. Transport revenue minus compensation adjustments. Look at this thing. This is a serious calculation of cost versus revenue, right? Gross minus expenses equals profit. Very cool stuff. And you want to do this kind of thing. You want to, I know it's painful, but you want to run your business like this. Because here's what you're up against. All the champagne sprayers and the gamblers and all the other stuff, they're all doing this. They all know this. They literally know how much money they made off of you by getting you to take that cheap Corvette. They know. They're like, yeah, dude, what's up? You gotta do the same thing. You gotta be thinking, man, I know my numbers. I can do this. I can't do this. I'm not gonna ship your caviar for $5. And this is why. In fact, you may want to have a copy handy that you can fax over. I'll tell you what. I need another $100. I'm gonna send you a 10-page PDF with all my kids' braces and everything else.
You're lucky because we've sent it repeatedly.
I know, right? RMIS got ours with RAT a couple months ago without an issue. All right, that's good. I don't haul additionally insured loads unless they pay very good, right?
I'm with you.
Well, I thought RMIS was a way of making it easy peasy. No?
That's what I thought it was too. That's what it's supposed to be. Yeah.
What's the office say? RMIS, yay or nay?
Nay.
Uh-oh, we got a nay.
She's been dealing with them, that's why.
Anybody else? We have one nay.
I mean, it's kind of like my hands up in the air. You know what I mean? It's like, yes, I agree with what they're doing. I don't get what the Ready Auto thing is, so I'm not really sure.
Are you able to talk to somebody?
I wish everybody used RMIS. Then nobody would have to send out certs at all.
Well, and that's what it sounds like, exactly.
Yeah.
So maybe they just got a kink in the system. They got to go back out and they got to go unwind the garden hose and find that spot, right? Otherwise, I don't know. It seems like a good idea. Daryl Chavez, hey, just got here. What are we talking about? Daryl, we're talking about how we're about to end the show.
RMIS got bought out by who?
Oh, no. Did you read that in Cannabis Weekly?
RMIS. So we just found out RMIS just got bought out by Truck Stop, by the way. So we'll be doing new certs again here shortly, I bet.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Lovely.
That is fascinating. So. Well.
Yep, it is what it is, I guess. It's just part of what we do.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, Daryl. The show starts at noon and ends at, well, right about now, actually. But it's okay. So you can go back.
Right about now.
You're still moving? Yeah, we get it. Well, but this is live to archive, watch it on demand, get the podcast. DAT.
DAT really lists a lot of loads.
Oh, yeah. You know what, Jesse? That's really interesting. Jesse, I got a question. Do you work in freight? Because I got a buck that you are either a flatbed, a hot shot, a dry van, a step deck, but you don't talk like a standard three-car wedge. And that's fine, and we want to help. But nobody in auto transport looks on DAT. Like, I don't... Sue.
Yeah.
Final question of the day.
Don't use it.
Final question of the day.
But
wait. Does anybody in auto transport actually use DAT load board to search for cars?
Okay.
I don't know, and in all the years, I don't know anybody who's ever booked a car on DAT. Not to say nobody does, it's just not known in... How about this one? How about 123 load board? Sue, do you ever use 123 load board? Exactly. I've been telling them that. If you want to get the word out that you've got cars, I don't know. Let's see. DAT, Truck Stop, 123, I don't know anybody that books cars on those load boards. Not to say nobody does. No. I just don't know those two or three people.
Yeah, I thought they were freight specific for some reason.
I thought they were too. But then again, it's so funny, just as, you know, you're going to find laptops and boats and broken bread trucks on the auto transport load.
Right, on Central Why Dispatch. Not? So,
hey,
yeah.
You can do what you want.
True, very true. True.
Oh, well, I have a bad habit of telling the truth. All right, then. Let's check the calendar, because I think our work here is done. I'm not sure if that's exactly how you describe what took place here today. next week, okay, so next week we've got, this is kind of cool, Tuesday night we've got a, I just got him booked, hashtag Ford guy. He's a dealer internet manager at a dealership, at a Ford dealership in Salina, Kansas. And man, and he talks about transportation, car buyers. Actually, this guy seems really juiced into inventory. It's really, really cool. So that's Tuesday night. Ty will be in Detroit next week at the Automotive Logistics Supply Chain Live. I know, right now, a couple of people are like, no, seriously, this stuff's really interesting. Finished vehicle logistics, global finished vehicle logistics, it affects what happens in used cars and vice versa. So Ty's going to be live in Detroit at the conference. And so we're going to go live. There's no DOT compliance next week because we're going to go live on Wednesday. We're probably going to go live on Thursday. So there may or may not be a dispatching live next week. That's my whole point. And Rob okay. says, yeah, I did read okay. that in Cannabis Weekly. Thanks, Rob. Was there a battering ram at the door right after? Oh, wait, you know, I'm getting confused. I'm thinking of 10 years ago. Yeah. Pot's legal now. Everybody smokes it. It's all over the place. Silly me.
Oh.
It's funny how laws work. They come, they go. You can do what you want. Okay, listen, I want to thank everybody for participating in the show. Thanks for jumping in the live chat. If you missed the live show and you're on demand, thank you so much for doing that. Please leave a like, share, also get the podcast. Let us know how we can help. Send in the news if you've got something. Send us your dispatch sheets. We're going to start doing more of this. Send us your dispatch sheets and we will talk about... You know, we'll get more eyes on how it's going with your business. We want to help. We're here to help. I'm Jay at Auto Transport Intel. We got Sue and the office on the phone. So as we love to say at the end of every show, say goodbye, Sue.
Goodbye, Sue.
See you guys next week. Thanks so much. Take care.